This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House says the number of unaccompanied children crossing the border could jump up from more than 16,000 this month to as many as 26,000 in September. No one knows for sure as the Biden administration continues to censor the media from border facilities. The White House is working on a COVID-19 vaccine passport initiative that could be required for travel, sporting events, and even eating out. The report comes as major U.S. airlines and nearly 30 travel and labor groups are pushing President Biden to develop a standardized government-backed credential. Two girls ages 13 and 15 were charged with the murder and carjacking of a Pakistani immigrant killed last week while delivering food in Washington, D.C. Muhammad Anwar, 66, died when police said the girls, armed with a taser, sped off with his car as he clung to the driver's side door with the door open. It crashed seconds later outside the ballpark to the Washington Nationals. Mr. Anwar died at the scene. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More free money, more fraud. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate voted last week to extend the Paycheck Protection Program through the end of May, as thousands of small businesses are still looking for help to weather the pandemic. But a House subcommittee has also found evidence of mismanagement of the program that led to billions of dollars of fraud. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus says there may have been as much as $84 billion worth of fraudulent loans from the PPP. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy says that Congress tried to make it easy for businesses to get the help they needed. But the Illinois Democrat tells CBS News that additional resources will be needed to make sure that those loans reach the businesses that truly need help and not fraudsters.
Now, going forward, we have to root out the fraud. So we provided additional resources within the American Rescue Plan to allow inspectors general as well as the Department of Justice to criminally go after these fraudsters. And we need to put in controls to prevent this from happening again as well.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A weekend washout postponed NASCAR's plans for a historic Cup Series dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. After rain canceled Saturday's qualifying, more wet weather in the forecast for Sunday's race forced NASCAR to move its plans to Monday, with the Cup Series now scheduled to start at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Now that the United States is coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, when will concerts and sporting events begin to come back? Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
There are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
World Health Organization under Chinese investigators say the pandemic was started by animals infecting humans. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you. And Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now, the founder and president of American Faith, the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim, California. Phil, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, and look forward to what we're going to say today and how the developing stories around the world are affecting us right where we live. And
yeah,
I think it's an interesting time to live, don't you?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's amazing. I always hear the voice of one of my favorite nuns when I was in Catholic school, and she'd always tell us, she'd tell all the kids that you are living in historic times. And I've heard that my whole life. I hear her voice. I can still hear even to this day. The historic times are quite evident, but also the spiritual times, how they're aligning here. And you and I talked about last time that, you know, everything is happening, you know, supernaturally, and it's being manifest here in the temporal according to God's perfect plan. And I find it quite interesting, Phil, because the thing about God is that things happen specifically on time without exception. And here we are in a most holy week leading into Easter Sunday. I find it quite interesting that the timing is now.
It really is interesting. And, you know, kind of watching headlines like I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see what's developing. I just read an article that we posted in American Faith about a Washington University professor says credits from course on creationism should not count toward a science degree. So invalidating even the study of another option versus evolution,
right,
is under scrutiny. You know, but at the same time, you know, you've got suicide bombers in Indonesia. You've got two churches burned, satanic graffiti happening in Florida. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff that's coming down against the church.
And we've got satanic tennis shoes that are coming out in the market now.
Fortunately, Nike didn't print that article came out and made it look like that was a Nike brand, and it was actually not a Nike brand.
Yeah, it's independent.
It was
brand,
so
yeah,
well done that we almost picked up that story,
mm-hmm,
and then we realized, wait a minute, this is not a legitimate story.
It's not because it's been tweeted all over the place. So the satanic shoes is not a that's not happening.
No, it's not a Nike. Nike did not produce that.
No, I knew it wasn't a Nike. Yeah, but go ahead.
Oh, but the shoe is legit.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, yeah, it is legit, but it's not. Fortunately, at least. I mean, Nike's got enough problems of its own with the sweatshops and everything else are running. But fortunately, it's not a Nike shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But the fact of the matter is, it's coming out and it's expression into the culture. This is another deposit into the bloodstream of America's culture. We got the cancel culture going on. We've got the, now there's some, they're starting to come. They were coming after God's people. Now they're coming after God. I mean, because all along that was the main intention, right? We got to get rid of your God. That's really the bottom line. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I thought about the shoe and kind of what effect that has. And then I went back to the New Testament and I realized, one of the things Paul was writing to Christians was, don't eat food offered to idols because you might cause a younger brother to stumble.
Mm.
And I thought about that the first century was filled with people who were following after idols, false gods, and demons. And yet the church could be unaffected by it because it could rise above it and beyond it. Mm. And I think sometimes we forget that when we read bad headlines. I know I do. I have a temporary moment where, wow, it's so bad. And
right.
Then I realize, wait a minute, we've already got the promise of Christ that the church will be triumphant, even in the midst of its struggle. And so I just want to kind of give listeners another, kind of reminder of we've been here before, and we have always been the church triumphant.
Exactly. Well, again, like you said last week, very appropriately, that, the world is not falling apart. It's falling into place. And that's what's happening. But you have to have a discerning spirit and some understanding here as to what's going on. Otherwise, you're going to freak out. And you said it exactly right, is that if we're going to stay at the ground level, you're going to be the effect of all the turbulence that's going on. This is a time to be elevated and rise above it and look to those things that are godly and righteous and hold on to that. And there'll be you won't be so affected by the shaking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think depending on which side of this whole thing you're on, and what I mean by that is, if you're on the right side financially, you do well. If you're on the wrong side, you lose. Let's just know this pandemic. Mm-hmm. The same thing's true, I think, with God. When you're on the right side of this, when you're saying, "Wait a minute, I'm not going to conform to the government. I'm not going to let fear overtake me. I'm not going to, take these steps to, shut my church down." I mean, I know churches here in Southern California, and I can't speak for the rest of the nation. I don't know what they're doing, but, we have churches that are not open yet, and some have said, we're not going to open this year at all. So that's going to be 2 years of a closed church.
Wow.
And Barna reminded us in some recent research that one third of all the churches he predicts, based on his study, will not reopen at all in America. Now think about that number, one third gone off the face of the map.
Right. No, that's that is crazy. And then look what happened. I mean, to the Canadian pastor, right, who went to jail, paid a fine. And I love what he had to say, Phil, about, when civil disobedience is necessary. He says, when the government forbids what God commands, preaching his word. When the government commands what God forbids, commanding worship of a golden image. When the government commands what isn't theirs to command, for example, setting the terms of worship for a local church, nope, we can't comply. All authority is God's. Lawmakers are servants of God. What must they do? They must govern by the standard by which they will be judged. Do you think our government is accountable to God?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. They're really not accountable to the people who run this country, according to our Constitution. We are the ones that are supposed to be making decisions here through our elective representatives, and they're not representing well. That's overall. I don't mean all of them. I just mean overall, they're not representing well what's going on here.
And that's why the people need to stand up. I mean, this government is for by we the people, which means we are in control. And this is why we need to protect the integrity of our elections, and we need to hold them accountable. Because, I mean, there's no, there's no fooling about this now. I mean, you just have to have your head absolutely stuck in the sand and ignore the obvious. I mean, they have been fully exposed here, have they not?
Exposed. I think, I don't know fully yet, but they're definitely getting exposed, and people are definitely kicking back from that. I will say to the moderate left, to the far left, you're already seeing a reaction like, wait a minute, what is going on here? And I think it's going to be one of the greatest things that happens to really flip the mindset of the American people.
Well, if it's God's intent, Phil, that America, like Nineveh, might have a Nineveh moment and be revived. Hallelujah. I mean, there's more people to come into the kingdom. And as you said, he's in control. This is a settled issue. Yes and amen. This is exact, and it will happen according to his specific plan. We've got more from Phil after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, come on, baby, you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
You know, Phil Hasselbeller just said it, you don't have to freak out. You hang in there, you trust in God, having done all to stand, you keep standing, right? And we can trust in God because he is that solid rock. Trust me. And trust the word of God. And, you know, experientially, when you have trusted in God, all goes well comparatively. And here we are, and, you know, just as Phil Hotzenbiller was saying earlier, you know, Phil, what is happening right now in the environment and across the country? I agree with you. I think it's exciting because we really are seeing, you know, the hand of God in so many ways. And it's about to be demonstrated, I think, even more dramatically because, you know, this kind of madness cannot continue. You know, God cares so much about his creation. I mean, and that's obvious. I mean, he sent his son to redeem us. And right now, the world is being led by a bunch of knuckleheads that would want to ignore God and disclaim God. And God has a way of showing up at just the right time when they think they're in full control and they're going to find out, moshi skoshi, they're not in control at all.
No. No, so true. And, you know, here's what I'm seeing. We have our first American Faith gala, and it's coming up on the 18th.
Yeah, I saw that. My good friend Bill Fetter is going to be there, huh?
He is, and you introduced me to him, and what a great connection that is.
Yes.
But we sold out of that in 2 weeks.
Wow.
I could have sold three times the tickets. I mean, it was the rallying behind this theme.
Yes.
I think we're going to see a new wave of nationalism and patriotism across America. I really do believe that. Because there's just, you put your hand on the pulse. These are people, many of whom, you know, it was there. There just wasn't a place for the expression of it.
Exactly.
And it wasn't a point of faith. And what I mean by that is a church is a point of faith. It's a touching point. And so when you go to your church, your faith is ignited. So when churches are closed, you don't ignite it. But there's a second side of this, and that is, what's the message to the point of faith at the time? The churches that are going to go back and tell you four ways to have a better relationship are going to be, they're going to be spinning the same stuff, and people are going to go, yeah, this is boring. I've heard this 400 times.
Right.
But how is it relevant to this crazy, mixed-up world I'm living in right now, and what can I do about it? And that second part is equally as important as the first.
Right.
What can I do to make a difference in my world today?
See, we learned that after 9/11. Remember, Phil? I mean, people came to churches, you know, that, what happened? We got attacked. What is it? And for about 3 weeks, there was a bit of a revival. People were coming in church, but the message was wrong. It wasn't suited for the time, to your exact point. And, but people instinctively came to that point of faith. They came to, you know, those buildings and what in the past they've been able to rely on, and they were disappointed because there was no revelation, right?
Yeah, and I think the other side of it was that, you know, people at 9/11, they rallied because clearly their country was being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Once they figured out that they were going to be okay, churches went back to, let's call it, normal again. The difference in this one is this is prolonged enough that now culture has been affected and people are feeling this change, and they're seeing it in not just, you know, the country being attacked. Now their kids are under attack. Now their language is under attack. Now their job is being
threatened. Yeah.
Now the economy is a mess. And you kind of, there's a checklist of 20 things you can mark on this one. On the other one, maybe you check two things. But this one, this is major, and
yeah,
this is long term, and it's, and like you said, it's protracted. It's not going away tomorrow.
Right. Well, getting back to what we were talking about earlier regarding COVID, you have noted that IBM is now partnering with Moderna to track vaccine administration in real time through its various blockchain, artificial intelligence, and hybrid cloud services. What does this mean for the everyday American, Phil?
What it actually means is that the mRNA that actually has a way of modifying or linking somehow to your personal genetic code. So in the words of Moderna's former chief medical officer, and you can watch this on his TED Talk, he comes out and says it without any shadow of a doubt. He says, I'm here to tell you, quote unquote, that we're actually hacking the software of life.
Wow.
So what does that mean? That means they're manipulating or creating mechanisms to manipulate the human genetic code. It's also interesting that Microsoft has a patent on a currency that will digitally connect with your DNA. So what does that translate out to? That translates out to, in my mind, a potential mark of the beast.
I was going to say, exactly.
My genetic code is uniquely mine, and it is now being hacked into by this mRNA vaccine. This is very different than the other vaccine we've ever had. So remember that this is not your, you know, your grandma's vaccine. This is a whole new way of looking at how we're going to deal with people.
What does this look like 10 years down the road, Phil?
Well, you know, you'd have to be a great science fiction writer to do this, but I would say we're looking at transhumans.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're seeing what we think of as a human today is disappearing in large measure. We've already seen evidence of that with, you know, Bezos saying that we can put a chip in your brain, we can enhance your learning, your ability to recall facts and information. Well, that's transhumanism.
Mm.
So humanism is not enough. We've got to fix it. Now, if we start fixing it from your genetic code, nobody knows where that'll go. I mean, that is the darkest tunnel in town, because it could mean we could create, you know, I'll use the word zombies.
Yes.
We could create zombies out of people who are walking lockstep under a despotic ruler.
Are we back to Babel again?
I think we're
that's what this smacks of, you know, right?
Yeah, it's 10x worse than Babel. Babel was, you know, man's effort to eliminate God, create a one world government, but we still had the human element that was manipulated genetically. And that's what I think is the frightening time that we're living in now, is because if this is what we know on the surface, we know in every scientific laboratory what they're doing is 10x worse.
Yes.
Because look what happened in China. They're playing around with the bat. Okay, leave the bats alone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, right. Yes. Please, leave the bats alone. Yes, exactly.
That I control factors,
mm-hmm.
you know.
This is scary stuff.
And I think on the same hand, too, just another one that is equally as up there on the level, and that is Amazon's one device that uses the palm print for identification for payment in physical retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have my facial.
Mm-hmm.
So they have my facial. They have my DNA because I got tested for COVID. They have my thumbprint if I have certain levels of computer. So now they have my entire handprint. They know where I live. They know my buying habits. You see, here's the problem is the whole concept of privacy found within the Constitution is disappearing quickly.
Yeah,
because I'm under surveillance all the time, everywhere I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially now with you. I mean, first of all, you're a pastor of a large church in Anaheim Hills, California. Now the founder and president of American Faith, and you know, talk about putting the crosshairs right on your right on your pumpkin head. I mean, it's like, hey, they're coming after us, Phil.
Hey, nope. Patton said there's nothing more exhilarating than the thought of bullet coming right at my nose.
Oh, we love him for that. But, yes, I was going to say that we serve a mighty God who is in control of all this. And just as he had to confuse the languages of Babel, we'll see what happens, how the mighty hand of God will be demonstrated on this current movement to get rid of God and get rid of God's people, Phil.
Yeah, well, God always wins. That's what everybody has to remember. God always wins.
Amen. He's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, like I said, in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil. Take care.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Pick up at 7?
See, we gotta hustle. Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House says the number of unaccompanied children crossing the border could jump up from more than 16,000 this month to as many as 26,000 in September. No one knows for sure as the Biden administration continues to censor the media from border facilities. The White House is working on a COVID-19 vaccine passport initiative that could be required for travel, sporting events, and even eating out. The report comes as major U.S. airlines and nearly 30 travel and labor groups are pushing President Biden to develop a standardized government-backed credential. Two girls ages 13 and 15 were charged with the murder and carjacking of a Pakistani immigrant killed last week while delivering food in Washington, D.C. Muhammad Anwar, 66, died when police said the girls, armed with a taser, sped off with his car as he clung to the driver's side door with the door open. It crashed seconds later outside the ballpark to the Washington Nationals. Mr. Anwar died at the scene. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, live.
The America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That is the address. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. You know, now that the American Rescue Package has passed, the government's going to be sending checks to eligible Americans. However, millions may be excluded because they have not filed a tax return or shared their payment information with the government. Now, joining us today is financial expert Patrice Washington. Yes, the same one. She's back with us here to share the important information from MasterCard about how people can set up direct payments for stimulus funds through prepaid debit cards. Did you know that? Well, Patrice is also the author of several best-selling books, including a new book called Redefine Wealth for Yourself, frequently featured on CNBC, GMA. Welcome, Patrice Washington. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me back, Bill.
Hey, good to have you back. I'm so excited, and maybe if we get a chance, I want people to hear a little bit more of your backstory. You have such a great story to share, and I guess that's why people relate to you so easily, because, you know, you've lived it. You've more than, you know, bought the T-shirt or earned the T-shirt, for that matter. maybe if we get a chance, we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, let's talk about the stimulus program and why many eligible people are going to be excluded.
Well, Bill, you know, thank you for mentioning the backstory there, right? Or even just the fact that I do have a story. This is why I come back to your show over and over again, sharing this much needed information. It's because I know how important this is because I've been there. And so when we talk about the fact that many people, millions of Americans have been excluded or being, you know, excluded from getting their stimulus payments, I know what it's like to be in a hardship and want this much needed money, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, we heard about, as you said, the American Rescue Package. We heard $1,400 stimulus payment, and so many people were excited. They were thankful. They were relieved. But, Bill, what we didn't know is that millions of eligible Americans don't have a digital means of receiving their payment, and it's leaving billions unclaimed because it's creating a bottleneck in getting this much-needed money to folks. And so to help those without a digital means of receiving their stimulus check, you know, my partner, MasterCard, has teamed up with Liberty Tax and Walmart to offer direct deposits of stimulus payments through prepaid cardholder accounts. And this is important because so many Americans, millions of folks, have not filed their 2020 taxes, but they also didn't file their 2019 taxes. Mm-hmm. And so when we're out expecting these $1,400 checks, how can people get it? The qualification is based on your tax return. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't filed and you're thinking, well, where's my money? You didn't file any tax returns, and that's what the government is using. Not to mention, they may not have updated information on how to get the stimulus to you. So mm-hmm. this is important.
Okay, so within our own power. Okay, first of all, make sure you file your taxes. That would go a long way. Secondarily, if you've moved and somehow the government has lost sight of you, which seems impossible these days with all the technology, but I can see how that can happen. How do we help the how do we help the government help us?
Well, the first way is, as you said, to file those taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
One great way to do that MasterCard has partnered up with is through Liberty Tax. This is really simple. And even for people, Bill, I want to make sure that folks know, even if they don't ordinarily file tax returns or for some reason, you know, they're like, well, I don't have to, this is a great way to still do it to make sure that you can get access to those stimulus payments, not just the current stimulus, because we're on the third round.
Right.
Some people are actually due stimulus payments from the first and second round.
Okay.
So this is important. So qualifying new customers who use Liberty Tax's services to file their tax returns, Bill, can receive 30% off tax prep, which is great,
right,
plus a $15 bonus. Those who select the NetSpend Liberty Tax prepaid MasterCard for the disbursement of their taxes will receive an additional $15 off. So all folks have to do, if you're listening and you're going, oh my gosh, that's me, that's why I haven't received any stimulus money, go to LibertyTax.com right now and create your tax appointment. Make a tax appointment. File your tax return with Liberty Tax, get your card, and you'll receive your funds. Another way, if you are, you know, behind in this area, or you're like, wait a minute, I've moved several times, I haven't filed taxes in a couple years, I haven't given my address, my new address, to anyone in particular, why would I be expecting a check?
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that you can do too. You can get a new Walmart money card. You'll receive $10 after you deposit your stimulus payment. And then if you want to direct deposit future payrolls or government benefits of $500 or more, you can even get another $20 bonus. But now you can go to the IRS.gov website, click the Get My Payment tool, and tell them the card number so that they can send your stimulus payment to the card, as opposed to you now waiting for a paper check that could have been rejected,
mm-hmm.
and now it's just, you know, kind of going back and forth. And we know that the IRS is backed up, right?
Yeah.
So the more you can help them help you, the better.
Wow. That's easy peasy, isn't it?
It is. It's really simple to do, but we just don't know. And it's just a shame that so many people are waiting for these much-needed funds and don't understand why they haven't received them.
And so then this card will forever be their link to the government, where the government can disperse funds directly into this card. This is awesome. What you and MasterCard and Walmart have come together to do on behalf of the people. Thank you for doing this.
Well, you know, the other great thing about it, Bill, is that it's not just for the stimulus payment. So I've been, as you said about my backstory, I lost everything in the recession. I had to start over from scratch. I built a seven-figure business in my mid-20s and thought it would go on forever, Bill. And when the last recession hit, I lost everything to the point of scraping up change.
Yeah.
And so I definitely used prepaid cards at the time because I couldn't imagine, you know, overdraft fees with a bank or all the different things that went on in my life through that at that point. And so I used prepaid cards for years for everyday living, for everyday spending, to make sure that my husband and I, as we rebuilt, we weren't going over a budget, right? We weren't going over the budget. We were really allocating every dollar as we should. And prepaid debit cards were a big part of that journey for me personally. So it's everyday shopping, right? It's online spending because we live, or online shopping, I should say. We live in a digital economy. And I even want people to realize we're still in the midst of a pandemic here, guys.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
We need contactless options for in-person purchases. So this is not just about getting the card just for the stimulus payment, although I think these special sign-up bonuses are great. But for many people who are really looking to manage their money more efficiently, it's really a great tool as well.
Well, this makes so much sense. I mean, that was really brilliant that that you came up with this idea. Because when you are scrambling, and everything, and we've all, just about all of us have gone through this, Patrice, where things have been rolling along, and then all of a sudden, you know, recession hits or something, you know, surprising. I know for us in our business, we were in the furniture business, and we're at a time when people were prognosticating, saying, look, we've got half as many furniture companies than we need, and there's going to be some bankruptcy. The bubble's going to burst. Well, sure enough, it burst big time. And our company got hit with 8 Chapter 11s and 3-7s in 18 months. It was crazy, you know, what happened. I'll never forget. I mean, we all have our stories, like I say. You know, Christmas 93, it all collapsed 2 weeks before Christmas, and I scrambled to meet payroll for the staff, the last paycheck. But we got through by the grace of God. But, one of the things you do is you stop the leaks. And this is a great way to stop the leaks, right? You start dealing with cash only, and that was a bit of a challenge too, making that shift, right, to deal with cash and not throw plastic down, right? So,
experience.
So
it definitely was.
Well, I tell you, I am so grateful for what you're sharing with our audience right now, and as I said, you know from which you come from, and you've lived it, and you own the T-shirt. And in fact, you've got others to give away to people, too, if they want the T-shirt, too.
The water bottle, the visor, the T-shirt, yes, Bill. I got all the souvenirs.
All the tchotchkes, we got them all handled. Well, Patrice Washington, you've been awesome. Thank you, as always, for coming on the show and sharing this information. Where can people go, in case they missed a note or something and they want to make sure and share it with other family members and that, where can they go for more information?
Bill, well, as always, it's a pleasure to speak to you. For more information, please go to MasterCard.com/stimulus. That's MasterCard.com/stimulus. And just remember, if you don't need this, you probably have a friend or family member who does. So please pass the information on.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was the publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Thing about the lyrics here, Adam Holtz with PluggedIn.com, who joins us now from Focus on the Family. You know, you listen to those lyrics and you think, gosh, this is Friday looking at Sunday, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, I think that we're coming into Holy Week, and this is a time of reflection. It is a time of introspection. And obviously, the time between Friday and Sunday is a dark time, mm-hmm. but you know, on Sunday morning, on Easter morning, we celebrate the risen Christ, and we celebrate and embrace the God who sent his son to die on our behalf, Bill.
Exactly.
And it's, I think, it's easy to lose track of it in the hustle and bustle of life. But, man, we need to take some time. I need to take time to step back and really ponder that this week.
Well, I got to tell you, we were so blessed to talk about this with a Messianic Jewish rabbi. And now, this is a Jew who believes in Jesus. He's a rabbi. His name's Jason Sobel. He's got a great book out called The Mysteries of the Messiah. And I'd never heard anybody in all my years, Adam, talk about the significance of the crucifixion and what it represented. You know, from, first of all, the tree. Why Jesus had to be hung on a tree? Because it was the tree that was violated in the Garden of Eden to begin with, right? Why his hands had to be pierced? Because it was the hand of Adam and Eve that stole from the tree, right?
Wow.
And why his feet had to be pierced? Because it was to address the curse. Remember that God said that the head of the serpent would be crushed. And it was Satan's way of saying, you're not going to crush my head because I'm going to fasten your feet on the cross so that I don't have to worry about it. But God said, no, that's not the case. But all these issues, including the scourging that took place, because this is one of the things too. Why the scourging? Why the severity of the scourging? And that was to defeat our abject obstinance and disobedience, because we know that the backs of men are used for discipline, And there was just this incredible amount of historical disobedience. And even to this day, when you think about it, how casual we are about disobeying God. But this is why God redeemed that and had to forgive our disobedience through the scourging. And then the piercing of Jesus, his side, that it was representative of the redemption of Eve herself, the first woman who came from, you know, the rib of man, from the side of man. And all this symbolism, you know, more than symbolism, but why it was done, why it was so purposeful. And the Romans were thinking, well, we're just doing crucifixion because that's what we do and we're really good at it. Mm-hmm. But everything from the crown of thorns, I mean, the crown of thorns was because God had cursed the ground, said that it would be from the in the sweat of man's brow that he was going to have to go and try and eke out a living, and all that they were going to be able to do was rain, you know, was raise thistles and thorns, right? And so that's why the crown of thorns. I'll tell you, I never heard anybody in all my years break it down like this. Now, we're going to replay it on a Good Friday, this interview, or you can get an immediate listen by going to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Look for Jason Sobel and be blessed, because, wow, it was a powerful and insightful interview.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I want to go listen to it. I haven't heard, I'm not sure I've heard any of the things that you just mentioned, and I think it just reminds us that there's nothing happenstance in Scripture.
Exactly.
And, with God. It's all reflective of a God who is sovereign and good, and Jesus going to the cross was God's solution for a people that chose to turn against him.
Exactly.
And who were unable, none of us, you know, none of us are capable of getting even in the same universe. You know, I once heard, it's not a particularly uncommon phrase, even the tears of our confession and repentance have to be washed in the blood of Christ. So even at our most contrite, we're not able to close that gap. But Jesus spread his arms out for us to accomplish for us what we could not accomplish for ourselves.
And like you say, everything that God does is for a definitive purpose. It's not willy-nilly, whether it's
right
about our commandments that he gave us. Everything, even to the point of, here it was yesterday, was Palm Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came to Jerusalem on a donkey, according to prophecy, at the exact moment in time that God had declared it to be so. And when you have the scholars in the aftermath, as they're peeling this back and going, okay, Jesus comes to Jerusalem on a donkey, we got Palm Sunday and all this kind of stuff. But when they look back in the historic evidence of when this was supposed to happen, it wasn't just like God said, well, hey, let's let it happen. It was already, it was built into the cake. That at that moment in time, this is what's so significant about people, you know, you hear this from time to time, that God said that the judgment upon Israel was that they missed their appointed time. They had all the signs, they had all the information, and they missed it. They were there. Yes, some people were there. Hosanna to the highest, you know, acknowledging that God was in their presence, and they're laying down palm branches. And then less than a week later, they're yelling, crucify him. And even to that point, all this was according to exact plan.
Right. I mean, it was all prophesied in the Old Testament,
mm-hmm,
you know, down to the smallest detail, as you were just talking about.
Exactly. And who else? What other leader, religious leader, has followed that pattern and then, oh, yeah, come Sunday, he's not in the grave?
No, and, you know, there are those who would say, oh, religions are all the same. You know, we end up with moral precepts that are similar from each one. And there's some truth to that. You know, if you study different religions, you will find ethical principles that have some broad similarities in terms of their teaching on how we're to be with each other.
Mm.
But none of them deliver a message and a hope like Christianity, which is ultimately, it's not about your performance. It's about what God has already accomplished for us.
Right.
In Jesus Christ. It is it is substantively different. And right. So anybody that says, oh, all these religions are all the same, hasn't, I mean, with all due respect, they haven't really dug into it that far, because Christianity is set apart. It's different. It's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. The gospel and the hope in Jesus are not the same thing. And frankly, you know, if you think Buddhism and Islam and, you know, Hinduism are all the same, they're not either. But that's another conversation for another
exactly.
time.
Well, because you break it down simply, is that, look, if there's no resurrection, there's no redemption.
Right. No, that's absolutely right.
And what other faith is there? Is there any redemptive value? Does Muhammad offer anything of a redemptive value? To know that, look, at even you, here you are, you want to be the best Muslim you can be, and you realize, hey, I'm not as good
right.
as I thought I was or I wanted to be. Well, what do? Oh, we just try harder.
Right.
Well, you know, and God said, look, I'm going to take you off that hamster wheel. Because
right.
I know you can't, no matter how hard you try, you're not going to match up.
No.
And plus, you know,
even on your best day.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So look it. I want peace. I want you to be still and enjoy my peace. And in that peace, you understand that God has already, as you said, appropriately so, He has provided the solution for us.
Yeah.
In Jesus Christ. But we can't miss that moment in time for us to say yes to God and yes to His Son and all that He did, you know, even coming down, you know, from Jerusalem on Palm Sunday.
That's
and
right.
going to the cross and being subjected to the crucifixion process, the most heinous way to die. I mean, this is, the Romans were 10 degree black belts in suffering.
Right.
Right?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, I think parallel to this, or this is a good segue in terms of plugged in and what we deal with, the new movie Resurrection.
I was hoping you were going there. Yes.
On Disney, it's not Disney Plus, Discovery Plus,
right.
all these plus channels.
Yes.
And this is Mark and Roma Downey. They did Son of God. They did the Bible. And this is the latest one. And this looks at what happens in Jesus' life after the crucifixion. And it starts at the crucifixion, and it's pretty graphic. That's the thing that you need to be aware of.
It's not Mel Gibson graphic, but
no,
graphic.
No, it's not Passion of the Christ. I mean, they pull the camera away at some key moments, but I think it's one that you definitely would want to read our full review at PluggedIn.com before you sit down with young children, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is a reminder, a powerful reminder, and it's an imaginative reminder. I mean, obviously, they're taking some dramatic license here in terms
right.
of how they're telling the story of what happened to Jesus after the resurrection. But, man, it's, I think, a terrific way to be reminded of the life that we have. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Bill, you were talking about, you know, making that first decision to embrace Jesus, to accept Him. But for those of us who have been walking with Jesus for, you know, years or decades, man, we can drift away too, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
and that gospel is for us every day too, to keep coming back to, man, I need Jesus. I need Him today just as much as I did in 1977 when I accepted Him at Vacation Bible
exactly.
School when I was 7 years old, you know?
Gotta leave it there. Thank you. Adam Holtz.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.